How to recover from embarrassing moments gracefully. Embarrassing moments are universal human experiences that can strike at any time, whether you are in a professional meeting, social gathering, or even alone with your thoughts. While these moments can feel isolating and overwhelmingly negative, they also present unique opportunities for growth, connection, and resilience. Learning how to recover from embarrassing moments gracefully is not just about saving face, it's about building emotional intelligence, strengthening relationships, and developing a healthier perspective on imperfection. Why embarrassment happens, the psychology behind awkward moments. Embarrassment typically arises when we perceive a gap between our desired self-image and how we believe others see us in that moment. This emotional response is deeply rooted in our social nature as human beings. From a psychological standpoint, embarrassment serves an important social function. It signals to others that we recognize our mistake and care about social norms. This acknowledgement can actually help repair social bonds and demonstrate humility. Research in social psychology shows that people who show appropriate embarrassment are often perceived as more trustworthy and likable. The key is that the embarrassment appears genuine but not overwhelming. When we completely suppress embarrassment, we might come across as arrogant or indifferent. When we become paralyzed by it, we appear fragile or insecure. The art of graceful recovery lies in finding that middle ground, acknowledging the moment without letting it define us. Immediate response strategies: what to do in the moment. Take a deep breath and pause. When embarrassment strikes, our natural fight or flight response can trigger panic. The first and most important step is to pause and breathe deeply. This simple act oxygenates your brain, calms your nervous system, and gives you a precious few seconds to choose your response rather than react impulsively. Count to three slowly while breathing in, then count to four while breathing out. This minimal pause can transform a potential disaster into a manageable situation. Assess the actual impact. In the heat of an embarrassing moment, we tend to catastrophize, imagining that everyone noticed, everyone will remember forever, and our reputation is permanently damaged. The reality is usually much less dramatic. Most people are primarily focused on themselves, and even if they noticed your mishap, they likely won't dwell on it. Ask yourself, will this matter in an hour? A day? A week? This perspective exercise can immediately reduce the emotional charge of the situation. Humor as a recovery tool: when to laugh at yourself. Appropriate humor can be one of the most effective ways to diffuse an embarrassing situation. When you can laugh at yourself, you demonstrate confidence, humility, and social intelligence. However, timing and delivery matter greatly. A quick, lighthearted comment works better than drawn-out self-deprecation. For example, if you trip while walking into a room, a simple "I meant to do that," or just keeping things interesting can turn awkwardness into shared laughter. It's important to distinguish between healthy self-deprecating humor and destructive self-criticism. The former brings people together, the latter makes people uncomfortable. If you're not naturally quick with humor, even a genuine smile and shake of your head can communicate that you're not taking yourself too seriously. The power of acknowledgement, addressing the elephant in the room. Sometimes the best approach is direct acknowledgement. If you've made a significant mistake, especially in professional settings, trying to ignore it often makes things worse. A simple, sincere acknowledgement can work wonders. "Well, that wasn't how I planned that to go," or "I apologize for that mistake, let me try again." This approach shows accountability and maturity. Research in communication studies shows that people respect those who can admit errors more than those who pretend they never happen. The key is to keep the acknowledgement proportionate to the situation. A minor slip might require only a quick mention. A more significant error might warrant a brief apology before moving forward. Moving forward gracefully, the art of recovery. Redirect focus. After addressing the embarrassing moment, consciously redirect attention to the task or conversation at hand. This signals that while you acknowledged what happened, you're not dwelling on it. In professional settings, you might say, "Now, back to the main point." Or, "Where were we before my graceful moment?" This transition helps reset the social dynamic. Maintain composure. Your physical demeanor communicates much more than your words. Standing tall, making comfortable eye contact, and speaking clearly project confidence regardless of what just happened. Avoid nervous gestures like covering your face, shrinking your posture, or speaking too quickly. These physical cues can amplify the embarrassment rather than mitigate it. Learning from embarrassing moments, growth opportunities. Every embarrassing moment carries potential lessons. Perhaps it reveals areas where you need more preparation, highlights sensitivities you weren't aware of, or shows where your self-confidence needs strengthening. Reflecting on these moments after the initial discomfort passes can provide valuable personal and professional insights. Consider keeping a private journal of embarrassing experiences and what you learned from each. Over time, you'll likely notice patterns and develop strategies to either prevent certain situations or handle them better when they occur. This reflective practice transforms embarrassment from something to fear into something to learn from. Professional vs. personal settings, context matters. Recovery strategies should be adapted to the context. In professional environments, maintain a slightly more formal approach, quick acknowledgement, minimal humor, and swift return to business. In social settings, you can often be more relaxed and self-deprecating. With close friends and family, you might even lean into the embarrassment as a shared joke that strengthens your bond. Cultural context also matters. Different cultures have varying norms around embarrassment and saving face. When in doubt, err on the side of formality and observe how others in that culture handle similar situations. Building resilience, long-term strategies. Develop self-compassion. People who recover best from embarrassment tend to have healthy self-compassion. They recognize that everyone makes mistakes, and they treat themselves with the same kindness they would offer a friend in a similar situation. Practices like mindfulness meditation and cognitive behavioral techniques can help develop this skill over time. Expand your comfort zone. Regularly putting yourself in slightly uncomfortable situations, public speaking, trying new activities, engaging in conversations outside your expertise builds resilience against embarrassment. Each small exposure helps normalize the feeling of mild social risk and reduces the fear associated with potential embarrassment. Cultivate a support network. Having people with whom you can share embarrassing stories without judgment creates emotional safety. These relationships provide perspective when you're tempted to exaggerate the importance of an embarrassing moment and often yield the best laughter afterwards. Conclusion. Recovering gracefully from embarrassing moments is ultimately about embracing your humanity. The people we admire most aren't those who never make mistakes, but those who handle them with grace, humility, and sometimes humor. Each embarrassing moment you survive and learn from makes you more resilient, more empathetic, and more connected to others. Remember that most people are far more focused on their own potential embarrassment than on yours. What seems like a monumental event to you is likely a passing moment for others. By developing the skills to recover gracefully, you transform potential sources of shame into opportunities for genuine connection and personal growth.